Hi, my name is Ivan Ristik. I work for Qualys and I maintain SSL Labs, which is a research project designed to focus on the quality and the security of the SSL, TLS, and PKI ecosystem. We provide documentation and tools. We also run something called SSL Pulse, which is a monthly scan of about 150,000 secure servers selected from the Alexa Top 1 Million list. Recently, we heard about a vulnerability called Heartbleed. And it's a problem that comes in from the OpenSSL library, which is essentially the de facto library that's used to use SSL on the server side. And the impact of this vulnerability was particularly strong because it basically made it trivial for people to retrieve sensitive information from the server and from the various servers that use OpenSSL. And actually, it was estimated that anywhere from 17 to 24% of servers used OpenSSL. Heartbleed is the result of a programming error, and it's actually a fairly common programming error that you would find in any other software, and it so happens that it was in a very unfortunate location and in a very widely deployed library. And although this is perhaps not the worst error that we've seen or the worst vulnerability, it certainly is for crypto in the sense of, in this context, actually is the equivalent of apocalypse. So what we saw during the handling of Heartbleed, we saw some remarkable things. One remarkable thing was that there was so much publicity. And the publicity came from the fact that this was a problem that was trivially easy to exploit. And the vulnerability was hyped up, and people actually started to look at it and they started to care. And just to illustrate this point, during the handling of the Heartbleed, we actually saw a 60-time increase in the traffic arriving at the SSL Labs website. We had to spin up six new servers in order to handle the load. The other amazing thing that happened is actually the patch rate. According to our data set, 24% of the servers were vulnerable to Heartbleed at the beginning of April. And then when I looked at the results recently, it was only 1%. So this is unheard of for SSL. Just to illustrate this, we had in 2009 a different problem called insecure renegotiation. And even though it's been many years since the problem had been discovered, today we still have 8% of servers that are still vulnerable to this problem. Another realization that we've had is that open source doesn't actually write itself. It became widely discussed during this Heartbleed incident that OpenSSL is so important, it's part of our critical infrastructure, but it's actually maintained by a couple of people in their own spare time. And it became painfully clear that if we want to have secure infrastructure, we actually have to invest time and resources in order to maintain it. We have to have libraries that are robust and that are audited on a regular basis so that we don't suffer vulnerabilities such as this one. In fact, one of the team members from OpenSSL project said that basically, had OpenSSL been audited properly, the Heartbleed vulnerability would have probably been discovered. In many ways, Heartbleed may have been a tipping point because for the first time, what we saw is people actually started caring about security. And when I say people, I don't mean just security people because they tend to care for security anyhow. I mean normal people. And, you know, some of my friends actually knew because Heartbleed was discussed so widely. Some of my friends knew about it and we had conversation about it. And what we're seeing is that people are now pushing for security and they're talking to their vendors, they're talking to their software developers about it. And now we're seeing that people come to the SSL Labs website to assess the security of the companies and other websites they work with. And then if the security is not adequate, they actually go and ask them to improve. And so even though it takes a bit of hyping, in the case of Heartbleed, very much justified, I think that there's a lot of optimism that security is going to improve now that end users actually care about it. Yes, so now that we think the security is in people's mind, I think there's lots of optimism for the road ahead. And I think that now that people care, our security is going to greatly improve. At SSL Labs, we provide all the tools that site administrators and end users equally they need to check on their security and improve. So if you'd like to visit www.sslabs.com, there you'll find everything that you need. Thank you.